Cover crops seeded in summer after small grain harvest can provide forage for fall grazing, soil health contributions, and management of moisture. But it's the moisture-using factor of cover crops that can be a drawback in drier regions. A study at Dakota Lakes Research Farm near Pierre gauged the impact of cover crops on yields of corn the following year. Lead researcher Sam Ireland explains.
We did see some yield reduction in our fall and cash crop in corn, and that ranged anywhere from 20 to 25% reduction there. So it's definitely a consideration to think about that moisture. And the further east you get in the state, you typically get some more precipitation. So it's less of an issue, and the cover crops can help you dry your fields out and help you get in there in the spring. But the further west we get, we need to be pretty careful with that.
The trial took place in 2019 through 2020, when moisture was typical for central South Dakota. Three different cover crop mixes were used, with some being terminated early to store any moisture falling through spring. Ireland reports this tactic did save some bushels, but not to the extent of the corn no-tilled into straight stubble without a cover crop. In addition, the cover crop mixes heavier in broadleaves and brassicas decomposed quicker, leaving soils open to greater moisture loss. Ireland believes cover crops after small grains do have a fit for some, but growers are encouraged to understand potential trade-offs.
If guys have cows where they can get them out there and graze off those cover crops in the fall or through the winter, that can compensate some of your potential yield loss the next year. And if you get plenty of rain that next year, you might not see some of that yield loss.
I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota No-Till Association.